KSL News Time is now 6:29. Another check of triple team traffic on this Monday morning. And anything got your attention this early hour, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, we had a crash a little earlier, Redwood Road and California Avenue. We've actually had two different crashes in that intersection this morning, so hopefully that'll be the end of that. It looks like they've cleaned up the one that was at California and Redwood right now. And taking a look at I-15, we're at the full speed limit still from Draper into downtown. We're all clear coming from Tooele County on both I-80 and the 21st South Freeway. Eric Butler?
We've got an accident on the off-ramp to Kimball Junction from for eastbound traffic on I-80. Right now, that's just a truck pulled over to the side. Just stay to the left. You'll have no problems. And I-80, the rest of the route between South Salt Lake, Park City, no problems. US 189, also an accident there. This is southbound, or if you want to say southwestbound, between Heber City and Orem, just on the side of Deer Creek Reservoir, also not causing any delays. Heather?
We're still looking at a 30-minute drive, Ogden to Salt Lake on southbound I-15. No delays right now on US 89. Traffic is filling in and getting busier, but you shouldn't have any problems Legacy Parkway or the north end of I-215. The new George S. and Dolores Door Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. To find out more or purchase tickets, visit eccles theater.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.